And now Chapter 12 of the Madhya Lila, The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the Gundicha temple with his devotees and associates. In this way, he made the temple as cool and bright as his own heart, and thus he made the place befitting for Lord Sri Krishna to sit. All glories to Gaura Chandra. All glories to Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Srivas Thakur. I beg their power so that I can properly describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from his South Indian tour, Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, became very anxious to meet him. The king sent a letter from his capital, Cuttack, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, entreating him to obtain the Lord's permission so that he could go and see him. Replying to the king's letter, Bhattacharya wrote that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not given his permission. After this, the king wrote him another letter. In this letter, the king requested Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "Please appeal to all the devotees associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submit this petition to them on my behalf. If all the devotees associated with the Lord are favorably disposed toward me, they can submit my petition at the lotus feet of the Lord. By the mercy of all the devotees, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Without his mercy, my kingdom does not appeal to me. If Godahari, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will not show mercy to me, I shall give up my kingdom, become a mendicant, and beg from door to door." When Bhattacharya received this letter, he became very anxious. He then took the letter and went to the devotees of the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met with all the devotees and described the king's wishes. Then he presented the letter to all of them for inspection. Upon reading the letter, everyone was astonished to see that King Prataparudra had so much devotion for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees gave their opinion and said, "The Lord would never meet with the king, and if we requested him to do so, the Lord would surely feel very unhappy." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then said,
"We shall go once again to the Lord, but we shall not request him to meet with king. Rather, we shall simply describe the good behavior of the king."
Having thus reached a decision, they all went to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There, although ready to speak, they could not even utter a word. After they arrived at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, the Lord, seeing them, said, "What have you all come here to say? I see that you all want to say something, but you do not speak. What is the reason?" Nityananda Prabhu then said, "We want to tell you something. Although we cannot stay without speaking, we are still very much afraid to speak. We want to submit before you something that may or may not be befitting. The matter is this. Unless he sees you, the king of Orissa will become a mendicant. The king has decided to become a mendicant and accept the sign of a mendicant by wearing an ivory earring. He does not want to enjoy his kingdom without seeing the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The king also expressed his desire to see the moon-like face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his eyes' full satisfaction, He would like to raise the lotus feet of the Lord to his heart. Hearing all these statements, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was certainly softened, but externally he wished to speak some harsh words. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I can understand that you all desire to take me to Cuttack to see the king. What to speak of spiritual advancement? All the people will blaspheme me. And what to speak of all the people? Damodar would chastise me. I shall not meet the king at the request of all the devotees, but I shall do so if Damodar will give his permission." Damodar immediately replied,
"My lord, you are the fully independent supreme personality of Godhead. Since everything is known to you, you know what is permissible and what is not permissible. I am merely an insignificant soul, so what power do I have to give directions to you? By your own personal choice, you will meet with the king. I shall see it. The king is very much attached to you, and you are feeling affection and love toward him. Thus I can understand that by virtue of the king's affection for you, you will touch him. Although you are the supreme personality of Godhead and are completely independent, still you are dependent on the love and affection of your devotees. That is your nature."
Nityananda Prabhu then said, "Who is there in the three worlds who can ask you to see the king? Still, isn't it the nature of an attached man to give up his life if he does not attain his desired object? For instance, some of the wives of the Brahmins who were performing sacrifices gave up their lives in the presence of their husbands for the sake of Krishna." Nityananda Prabhu then submitted one suggestion for the Lord's consideration. "There is a way by which you need not meet the king, but which would enable the king to continue living. If you, out of your mercy, send one of your outward garments to the king would live hoping to see you sometime in the future." The Lord said, "Since you are all very learned personalities, whatever you decide, I shall accept." Lord Nityananda Prabhu then obtained an external garment used by the Lord by requesting it from Govinda. Thus Nityananda Prabhu delivered the old cloth to the care of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent it to the king. When the king received the old cloth, he began to worship it exactly as he would worship the Lord personally. After returning from his service in South India, Ramananda Roy requested the king to allow him to remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Ramananda Roy requested the king to allow him to stay with the Lord, the king immediately gave him permission with great satisfaction. As for the king himself, he began to solicit Ramananda Roy to make a meeting arrangement. The king told Ramananda Roy, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very merciful to you. Therefore, please solicit my meeting with him without fail." The king and Ramananda Roy returned together to Jagannath Puri, and Sri Ramananda Roy met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Ramananda Roy informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the ecstatic love of the king. Indeed, as soon as there was some opportunity, he repeatedly informed the Lord about the king. Sri Ramananda Roy was indeed a diplomatic minister for the king. His general behavior was very expert, and simply by describing the king's love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gradually softened the Lord's mind. Maharaj Prataparudra, in great anxiety, could not endure not seeing the Lord. Therefore, Sri Ramananda Roy, by his diplomacy, arranged a meeting with the Lord for the king. Sri Ramananda Roy frankly requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please show your lotus feet to the king at least once." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "My dear Ramananda, You should make this request after duly considering whether it is befitting for a sannyasi to meet a king. If a mendicant meets a king, this world and the next world are both destroyed for the mendicant. Indeed, what is there to say of the next world? In this world, people will joke if a sannyasi meets a king. Ramananda Roy replied, "My lord, you are the supreme independent personality. You have nothing to fear from anyone because you are not dependent on anyone." When Ramananda Roy addressed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the supreme personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu objected, saying, "I am not the supreme personality of Godhead, but an ordinary human being. Therefore, I must fear public opinion in three ways, with my body, my mind, and my words. As soon as the general public finds a little fault in the behavior of a sannyasi, they advertise it like wildfire. A black spot of ink cannot be hidden on a white cloth. It is always very prominent." "My dear lord, you have delivered so many sinful people. This King Pratapa Rudra, the king of Orissa, is actually a servitor of the Lord and your devotee." "There may be much milk in a big pot, but if it is contaminated by a drop of liquor, it is untouchable. Yes, the king certainly possesses all good qualities, but simply by taking up the name King, he has infected everything. But if you are still very eager for the king to meet with me, please first bring his son to meet me. It is indicated in the revealed scriptures that the son represents the father. Therefore, the son's meeting with me would be just as good as the king's meeting with me." Ramananda Roy then went to inform the king about his talks with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and following the Lord's orders, brought the king's son to see him. The prince, just entering upon his youth, was very beautiful. He was blackish in complexion and had large lotus eyes. The prince was dressed in yellow cloth, and there were jeweled ornaments decorating his body. Therefore, anyone who saw him would remember Lord Krishna. Seeing the boy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered Krishna. Meeting the boy in ecstatic love, the Lord began to speak. "Here is a great devotee. Upon seeing him, everyone can remember the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda. I have become very much obligated just by seeing this boy." After saying this, the Lord again embraced the prince. As soon as the prince was touched by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, symptoms of ecstatic love immediately manifested themselves in his body. These symptoms included perspiration, trembling, tears, being stunned, and jubilation. The boy began to cry and dance, and he chanted, "Krishna, Krishna!" Upon seeing his bodily symptoms and his chanting and dancing, all the devotees praised him for his great spiritual fortune. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calmed the youth and ordered him to come there daily to meet him. They then departed from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Ramananda Roy took the boy back to the king's palace. The king was very happy when he heard of his son's activities. Just by embracing his son, the king was filled with ecstatic love, just as if he had touched Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. Since then, the fortunate prince was one of the most intimate devotees of the Lord. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acts in the society of his pure devotees, performing his pastimes and spreading his Sankirtan movement. Some of the prominent devotees, like Advaita Acharya, used to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take his meals at their homes. The Lord accepted such invitations, accompanied by his devotees. In this way, the Lord passed some days in jubilation. Then the car festival of Lord Jagannath approached. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, called for Kashi Mishra, then for the superintendent of the temple, then for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When these three people came before the Lord, he begged them to wash the temple known as Gundicha. Upon hearing the Lord's request for them to wash the Gundicha temple, the Pandicha, the superintendent of the temple, said,
"My dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform. The king gave a special order for me to do without delay whatever your lordship orders. My dear lord, washing the temple is not service befitting you. Nonetheless, if you wish to do so, it is to be accepted as one of your pastimes. To wash the temple, you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me. I can immediately bring all these things to you."
As soon as the superintendent understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered 100 new water pots and 100 brooms for sweeping the temple. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him and with his own hand smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. He then gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha. In this way, the Lord and his associates went to cleanse the Gundicha temple. At first, they cleansed the temple with the brooms. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting place, or the singhasana, cleansed it, and again put it in its original place. Thus the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the meeting place. Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct others. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name of the Lord all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendentally beautiful. At times, when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places, he even cleansed with those tears. After this, the place where the deity's food was kept was cleansed. Then the yard was cleansed, and then all the residential quarters, one after another. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust, and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his cloth and threw it outside. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straws and dust with their own cloths and throw them outside the temple. The Lord then told the devotees, "I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside." Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to cleanse. The Lord then ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly by taking finer dust, straws, and grains of sand and throwing them outside. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work.